Hello, I'm Margaret Iacono, Assistant Curator for the Frick Collection. In this segment, I'll be discussing The Aldrovandi Dog, a painting by Guercino, which is on loan to the Frick Collection from the Norton Simon Museum in Pasadena, California. Giovanni Francesco Barbieri is known to us as Il Guercino, or the Squinter, supposedly the result of an unfortunate accident in his infancy. He was born in Cento, Italy, near Ferrara. Largely self-taught, Guercino received some training from Benedetto Gennari the Elder, a Centese painter to whom the young man was apprenticed at age 16. While his talents were first recognized and encouraged in Cento, it was in the more developed artistic centers of Bologna and Ferrara that he refined his skills. From these humble beginnings, Guercino went on to establish a network of important clients, including Cosimo II, Grand Duke of Tuscany, Ferdinando Gonzaga, Duke of Mantua, and Pope Gregory XV. The Aldrovandi dog was painted in oil on canvas by Guercino around 1625. Although he has occasionally been identified as a Great Dane, Guercino's subject is actually a white and brindle mastiff. The brindle coat, characterized by the stippled markings on fawn-colored fur, is one of the oldest variations of this canine. Mastiffs were employed as bodyguards for kings and men of high rank. Marco Polo reported that Kublai Khan kept at least 10,000 massive dogs, said to be the size of donkeys, and generally thought to be mastiffs. Though aggressive in combat, the mastiff was prized for its docile personality and devotion to its owner. Surely these attributes, fierce protector and loyal guardian, were cherished by Count Filippo Maria Aldrovandi, who owned this dog. Although we do not know his name, the portrait represents a favorite guard dog whose elegant tan collar with black piping bears the Aldrovandi coat of arms, marking him as a member of an important household. The white hair above his mouth suggests that he is an old dog and one who has seen his share of encounters, as intimated by the scars on his cheek. The dog's ears have been trimmed, a fashionable custom in England and continental Europe during the 17th century. Despite his age, the dog stands erect atop a balustrade. The late afternoon sun falls across his slender body, highlighting his white chest and forefeet, and casting his shadow against the base of the massive red column that looms next to him. This section of column creates a window-like frame, placing the animal in the viewer's space and separating him from the remote landscape. The dog's muscular build and stern gaze demonstrate that he is still capable of guarding his territory, suggested by the fertile countryside in front of which he towers. In the distance, a villa rises, set atop a grassy hill. Further off, thick walls and other imposing structures sweep across the lush vista, their exteriors bathed in golden sunlight. Quick strokes of paint suggest barely discernible human figures which populate the rolling scenery. Dark clouds break on either side of the massive canine's head, seemingly chased by the sun-drenched white clouds that hover over the land and surround the dog's silhouette like a vaporous halo. Aldrovandi was born into one of the oldest noble families of Bologna and became a senator there in 1623. He had a family palace in Bologna and a villa in Cento, which he acquired on his marriage to Isabella Pepoli in 1620. The count was a passionate collector of art, and his friendship with Guercino was apparently quite cordial, as the artist lived in Aldrovandi's Bolognese palace in 1642 before moving into his own residence in 1644. Guercino was also a regular visitor to La Giovannina, as the Cento Villa was called, and where the dog's portrait probably hung. The setting in the painting may represent La Giovannina, or it may simply be invented. As the villa's landscape has changed considerably since the time of the painting's execution, it is impossible to make a definitive identification. Norton Simon considered buying the Aldrovandi dog in partnership with the J. Paul Getty Museum before purchasing it alone in 1980. In 1982, he returned the painting to the Zurich dealers from whom he had acquired it, only to buy it back again 2 years later. Ever the clever businessman, he repurchased the painting for $600,000, roughly half as much as he initially had paid for it. If you would like to learn more about Guercino's Aldrovandi dog, you can read my entry on the work in the catalog which accompanies the Frick's exhibition and which is available on our website at www.frick.org.